Hallelujah. Come on today. Whatever you're facing in your situation, whatever you're facing in your world today, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the answer to it. Amen. There's no other answer, amen, but Jesus Christ in your life. God wants to make a way for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him right now. Let's thank Him for Him being the answer in our lives. Come on. Has He been the answer to you? Hallelujah. Come on. Has He helped you in your need? Has He helped you in your situation today? Hallelujah. Cry out to God. Come on, folks. He died on a cross for a little better praise than what you're giving Him right now. Come on. He allowed stripes upon His back, amen, so that you could be set free to praise Him, to cry out with a loud voice and magnify Him. He's worthy of more than what you just gave Him. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. He's been your answer. He's been your help. He's been your strength. He's kept you to this moment today. He's kept you in the times of trouble. Amen. Jesus has helped you. He's been there for you. He'll be there for you tomorrow. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, He has come to your rescue. Jesus is the answer. He's the way. Hallelujah. He's the truth. He's the life. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated today. Praise God. What does it mean that Jesus is the answer? What does that mean in our lives? Amen. There's so many questions in life today. Amen. There's so many things to think about in our lives. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the answer. When it all comes down to it, hallelujah, Jesus is the answer. It's a popular slogan, missing is the question. Jesus is the answer to what? Let's ask yourself that. What is Jesus the answer to in my life? What do I need Jesus for? What people are trying to convey when they claim that Jesus is, what are they trying to convey, Brother Dave, when they say that Jesus is your answer? Jesus is the answer to the broken relationship with God. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a brokenness that happened in man when God created Adam and Eve. Amen. He created them in perfectness. Amen. There was nothing amiss in their lives. They had everything. It was beauty and peace and tranquility. All of those things was there in the garden. They had it all. There was nothing, amen, that was amiss in their lives. They enjoyed the perfect fellowship with God Almighty. Yeah. Hallelujah. The creator, the miracle worker that could speak worlds and planets and stars into existence. Amen. He could create animals and all of those wonderful things that we enjoy on this earth today. But Adam sinned by disobeying God. One little thing he had to stay away from, and he could not keep his self from enjoying the things of sin. Thereby it brought death into the world. Amen. It's not God's fault that there's death in your life. Amen. God did not create it. He did not want it around. He didn't want that to happen in your life, but it was a curse. He had told them, don't eat of this tree. Don't do this one thing. But man could not obey. In Genesis, the story begins in Genesis 8. Chapter 3 and verse 8. Give you some time to get there. Verse 8, it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? Did God not know where Adam was? Oh, sure he did. Hallelujah. He said, I heard thy voice in the garden, Lord, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Remember, it was only one little thing. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Amen. So much in our lives, we want to point our fingers and say, thus this happened, and that's why this went on, and that's why I found myself where I am. In the Lord, verse 14, it says, and the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Your adversary ain't nothing but a dust-eating, slimy little rascal. Amen. In verse 15, it says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and from dust and unto dust shalt thou return. Amen. Our bodies, amen, have a place, amen, that they will go one day. But we have something that dwells inside of each and every one of us called the soul of man. Hallelujah, that will never die. Amen. That soul will never die. Amen. That soul has an opportunity, amen, to choose life or to choose death. Amen. The scripture says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Amen. What do you want in your life? Do you want to go and be a part of the death that is to come or the life that is to come? You have the opportunity today. God, Jesus Christ, has made a way for you to escape the eternity of any death of in hell's flames. Man. Even those he didn't create for man. That wasn't in his original plan for man to burn for eternity in hell. He had made that for the devil and his angels that had warred in heaven and had split off from heaven. Amen. That's what that was created for. Amen. But because we choose to follow the ways of the world, amen, he has allowed men to one day, if they don't turn their lives to God willingly, amen, they have the choice. They make the choice. Amen. You make the choice in your life. If you don't choose God, you choose death. There's no other in between. Amen. God has made a way. God has made a way. Amen. He has fixed the situation. He has made the way to escape the curse. You realize that was a curse that was upon every man and woman, amen, when they had made the decision to disobey God. Now you can make a decision to obey God. Amen. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. In other words, if you want to keep living in sin, you want to keep doing the things that the word is against and contrary to the word of God, there is a death that is going to meet you. That's what's going to be your payment when it all wraps up. But the gift of God, God has given a gift. Amen. He's given his presence, his power, is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God had a plan from the beginning, amen, to redeem man. Hallelujah. And we know, we understand that God is a spirit, amen, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But God made a way so that that spirit could manifest itself. And that was in the person of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know him today. He paid an ultimate price for you and I today so that we could have this life. So that we can understand that he is the answer to every need in our life. Amen. A significant part of that death is spiritual death. Humanity's relationship with God is broken. God provided a covering for Adam and Eve and promised a redeemer. Hallelujah. Who would defeat Satan and reconcile God to man. Hallelujah. We have hope today. Hallelujah. The Old Testament narrative gradually reveals God's plan to save his people. The New Testament shows us that Jesus is the promised Redeemer. Jesus atoned for our sins and restores the possibility of relationship with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 1 and 21. It says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, amen, was moved upon Mary, amen, and birthed in her a son. And his name became Jesus. Hallelujah. The answer to every, hallelujah, need of your life. Jesus said in John 14 and 6, it says, Jesus saith to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. The Father, the Spirit of Almighty God dwelt in. It was the indwelling of the body of Jesus Christ that was created through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through Mary. Amen. He was incarnate. Jesus is the answer. The only answer to our broken relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whenever you get out of line with God. Amen. All you have to do, if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you must be baptized in the name of Jesus. And when you get baptized in that name, that seals, amen, the redemption in your life. Amen. The blood that he shed on Calvary covers your sins. Amen. It washes you. It cleanses you. It redeems you. Amen. It remits your sin. It cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Because we are not righteous, my friend. Ain't nothing you do can be righteous. Amen. Your righteousness, the Bible says, is a dirty rag. Amen. It's nasty. It's filthy. But if you'll trust in Jesus and what he did on the cross for you, you can have, amen, you can be redeemed. Amen. You can have righteousness. Amen. Not your righteousness, but his righteousness. The faith in that name, the power that's upon that name can redeem you from your lost condition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Acts in Acts 4:12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name that's able to have this power of redemption other than the name of Jesus. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus knew exactly what he was telling his disciples in Matthew 28:19. They understood the mighty God in Christ. Amen. They understood who was walking in the shoes of the man called Jesus Christ. Amen. They did not have a question. They did not question in their mind, who is this Father? Who is this Son? Who is this? They knew his name. He was walking with them. They didn't understand what God said. All they had to do is say, God, what did you mean by that? And Jesus told them. He opened up their understanding of the scripture. Amen. The things that they didn't understand. He was with them. He walked with them. He understood it. He showed them. Amen. And my God will show you today if you'll ask him. Hallelujah. If you'll get a hold of that name today. If you'll get a hold of that name, there's power in that name. Hallelujah. There's power to heal your body. There's power to touch your mind. There's power to set you free from what's got you bound in your life. Amen. There's nothing but the name of Jesus. He is the answer today. Hallelujah. The biblical term for God's act of making peace with sinful humanity is reconciliation. Hallelujah. Romans 5:10 reminds us that in Christ, God's enemies were made his friends and given life. Oh, there's life in Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Romans 5, beginning with verse 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The only path to God is through Jesus. Amen? Because until that happens, sin is in the way. Sin blocks what you have done, what you have committed that has brought enmity between you and God Almighty is sin. It has broken the relationship that you once had, that man once had with God. Amen? And when you take care of that situation, then God has an open door to come flooding into your soul. Amen. You wonder why you don't have life eternal. It's because you got something blocking the way for God's presence to come into your life. All you need to do is call on Jesus. Amen. And he will redeem you. He's the answer today to your problem. Jesus is the answer to the problem of our estrangement from God. Amen. You want to get to know God? Hallelujah. Obey him. Yes, sir. Begin to obey him. Amen. As simple as going and saying, yes, Lord. That's what I love about the scriptures. Amen. It says in there that men, when they heard the word expounded to them, amen, did not refute, did not get angry, did not get upset, but they said they received the word gladly. They gladly received the word of God. And when they did that, man, they were reconciled. Amen. God came into their spirit. God came into their life and their whole world changed. Hallelujah. It's how we come to God. Amen. Why do so many people get so angry when you show them the scripture? Hallelujah. Why do they question? Why do they try to refute and try to tell us what the scripture does not say? When we're showing them right there, it's the word of God. all scripture, everything in this book is for us. Amen. It's to teach us, it's to help us, to give us understanding, to give us what we need in our lives. It's a roadmap to show us how to walk through this life. Amen. It's how to give us peace. And all the things that they had there in the garden, amen, life and health and all of those things is in this book if we will get into it and stop having attitudes against it. Well, this ain't for me. Why isn't it? Maybe because there's something blocking your relationship with God Almighty, amen, that you're wanting the pleasures of the world more than the pleasures of God, and it's blocking you from receiving what God really has designed for you. Amen. I'm here to tell you there's some really powerful things in this word that we haven't scratched the surface of yet. And if we will get our minds off of our pleasures and our desires and our shortcomings, all of those things, and say, Jesus, redeem me afresh and new today by the power of your name, and let the power of your presence lead and guide me into all the truth that you have for me. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you there's great things in store for you if you'll get that relationship restored today. If you'll get that blood covering across your life afresh and new today. Amen. The Holy Ghost wants to be in you, and power of the presence of God wants to be in you today. There's nothing like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It is Jesus who mends our relationships with God so that we can fellowship with Him during our lifetimes, as well as eventually live with Him for eternity. Amen. When you get to heaven, my friend, there's only going to be one sitting on that throne, and it is named Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Redeemer. The one that set you free. The one that paid the price by the whips on his back. Amen. The one who allowed them to put nails in his hands. Amen. The one that died so that you could have life. But he didn't lay there in that grave for eternity. Amen. He rose just like he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Amen. He wasn't talking about a physical temple. He was talking about the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Which ye are, the Bible says. Ye are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of Jesus wants to live in you. He wants to dwell there. Hallelujah. But you gotta understand, there's things in this world that keep us separated from God. Amen. Hallelujah. We can get that separation taken care of today. Amen. By a fresh anointing of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sin keeps us from fellowship with God fully. Amen. But we have God's promise. John 1:9. Woo. Hallelujah. It says in verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Quit beating yourself up. You're not perfect. You're not God. Amen. He is. That's why He died on the cross, so that you could have freedom, so that you could have life. Amen. Just call on His name. Amen. If you've never been baptized, go obey the scripture. Amen. Get a hold of God. Receive it with gladness. Don't balk at the word of God. Right. Amen. He gave authority to His apostles. Hallelujah. He gave them the authority to preach the gospel, which is the good news. Amen. Then He said, hey, the gospel is the understanding that Jesus Christ has made a way. Way for what? Way for fellowship with God. The Spirit, who was embodied in Jesus. Hallelujah. That fellowship can be renewed by that name being called when we are baptized over us. Hallelujah. Amen. We are born into Christ. Amen. His Spirit comes on us when we receive it. Amen. It won't come on you if you don't want to receive it. You got to be willing to receive the gift of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have life today. Jesus is your answer. Whatever has got you so bound up in your spirit today, I'm here to tell you that can be set free. Amen. By one action, and then that is getting up and walking to an old-fashioned altar and repenting of your sins and asking Jesus to come back inside of you, and he said that he is faithful and just to forgive you that. You don't have to fight that anymore. You can leave that at the altar. Don't pick it back up and carry it out of here with you. Leave it there. Let the blood of Jesus cover that and cleanse you from that. Hallelujah. He didn't save you to keep walking in the mess you're in. If you're doing something you know is wrong, stop. That's repentance. Stop doing it. Get your life in the presence of God. Let the Holy Ghost fill that void. Amen. That longing, that hunger. That's why you're searching for that, because you haven't let Jesus fill it. The void that only He can fill. Amen. Whatever you're trying to stuff in there won't fit in that circle. You can try to put whatever you want in there. Love, marriage, sex, drugs, alcohol, money, houses, cars, boats. Whatever you try to stuff in there to fill that void, it just doesn't fill it. But when you get Jesus and you understand who He is and you decide to let Him do something inside of you, man, when He clicks inside of you, fire, amen. It's like, He said it's like fire shut up in your bones, amen. Hallelujah. You receive the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. It changed the disciples. Amen. It caused them to turn their world upside down. Hallelujah. Because they believed and they knew who Jesus was. Amen. And they trusted in everything that He said would happen through their lives. He is the answer. He is the answer today. Amen. In the New Testament era, there was a major division between the Gentiles and the Jews. Jesus is the answer to all types of disharmony in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what may block us. Amen. Whether it be language barriers or whatever. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. He will make a way. Amen. He will make a way. Ephesians 2, 14 and 18. Hallelujah. Verse 14, it says, "For He is our peace. For He hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Amen. Jesus is your answer. Amen. Jesus instructed His followers to love one another. Amen. Humbly and sacrificially take care of their needs, each other. Amen. That command is for us as well. Amen. We are to take care of one another. Amen. We are to look after one another. We are to lift one another up, not tear each other down. Amen. Jesus prayed for unity among his followers. Whenever there's disunity, Jesus is not there. Amen. A unity embraced by the early church in Acts 8 and 10 because we have received forgiveness in Jesus. We can forgive others. Jesus is the answer for our relationships, the turmoils of our relationships. It's all wrapped up in forgiveness. Amen. He died for you. What have you done for your friend? And what have you done for your brother and your sister? Amen. Jesus paid an ultimate price for you to have salvation. What will you let go of? That minuscule little thing that you're holding on to today. Amen. Oh, God wants to help you to lay it aside and rush to him and pour out your life to him. Amen. So that he can have preeminence in your life, so that his power can work through you, give you life. Jesus is the answer to a meaningless existence. So many times, young people, we think, what is this all about? What is life? Is it really going to happen in my life? Is God going to help me see through the things that I'm going through and what I'm faced against? Amen. I'm here to tell you, there's an answer. Jesus is the answer. If you'll get hold of him, amen, get your mind off of this world. Get your mind off of the troubles of this world, amen. They are getting darker and darker and darker, amen. Get your mind off of that darkness, amen, because Jesus is the light that wants to shine in you. Jesus wants to give you life in your spirit, amen. You have an existence, and that is through Jesus Christ. The writer of Ecclesiastes bewails the meaninglessness of the world, its worldly pursuits apart from God. When we are spiritually dead, life is ultimately empty. Nothing in this world will fully satisfy the deepest longings of your heart. But in Jesus, we have purpose. Amen. He said in John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I am come that ye might have life. Anybody want life today? Hallelujah. And that ye might have it more abundantly. Amen. The more you get of him, the more abundance of his life is in you. Amen. God is life. Amen. God is life today. He wants you to live in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Crucify the old man. Crucify the flesh and live in Jesus. The Christian life is a fruitful life. Amen. We are invited to be a part of God's work in the world, tasked with sharing the gospel and making disciples. Amen. I believe so many times that's where we fail with God. Amen. We don't want to get involved in another life. Amen. We don't want to share what God has done for us. And so we get dead in our spirit. Amen. We get bound like a dead sea, because all the things that we take in from God, all the nutrients and all the love and all the stuff we pile in on us, causes us to die. You got to create an outlet of God's love, God's nutrients, God's presence, God's word. Amen. You got to create a place so that never stops flowing from the throne of God. Amen. He's got more than enough. Amen. He's got more than enough. Give what you've got away. Give it to somebody else so that life can flow through you. Amen. You'll begin to forget about your problems. You'll begin to forget about your situations when you're dealing with somebody else that has deeper issues than you ever dreamed of having. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you got the answer. You can take it to them and you can begin to feel life well up within you, a fresh creation anew. Amen. Share the gospel with others. Share this wonderful message with others. Woo, hallelujah. You can have life, but you got to give it away. Amen. Don't hold it in. Don't keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Share, hallelujah, the gospel. We are tasked. God has given us a task, and that is to share the gospel. Share His life with others. Amen. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't keep it in. Don't hog it to yourself. We can do nothing apart from Jesus. Amen. I am nothing without Jesus. Hallelujah. I might be able to go out there and put on a big old act, but in my end is destruction. Those that are look around those around you and think that they have it all going on. They have wonderful things going on. But inside of them, the Bible says, is full of dead men's bones. There's death. There's no life. There's no happiness. There's no joy. Amen. We have the answer, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer to our worries and our doubts. What you worrying about today? Amen. Hallelujah. What's got you worried in life here today? Amen. Is Jesus not able to sustain you? Is Jesus not able? Brother Mark, can Jesus take care of you? Hallelujah. He can take care of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Dave, can He give you life? Amen. Hallelujah. He's given life. Amen. Jesus is the answer today. Amen. He's in us. Amen. He's keeping us day by day by day by day. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing apart from Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the answer. He's the answer to hardships and that come. Amen. Worries and fears and doubts. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon Him. The reason we get so down and out is because we don't want to take the time to cast our care. Well, you know, it's just this. It's not that big. So what? Let Him have it. He's big. He can handle your issue. He can handle your trouble. Amen. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to get down there with you and cry with you and hold you and love on you and show you how to get up out of that depth of despair that you are in, and He wants to shine His light inside of you. He wants to show His love to you today. He wants to get down there and be closest to you than anybody in your life. Amen. He wants to have personal thoughts and relationships with you. Amen. He wants to cause you to dream about greater things, wonderful things, marvelous things. Amen. And He wants to help you accomplish those dreams in your life. Amen. Jesus is the answer to your needs today. Jesus is the answer to all of your trouble. Amen. If you'll just cast your life upon Him, if you'll get your minds off of what the world has to offer today, I'm here to tell you, somebody, that the Holy Ghost is for you today. All you got to do is repent and walk to God and say, yes, Lord, I give my life to you, God, because there's nothing better. Hallelujah. There's only life in Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the life. He is the way. Hallelujah. John 16 and 33 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, all kinds of issues and troubles and all of those things. But be of good cheer. I overcame all that stuff. The world, the troubles, the cross. Hallelujah. I overcame those things. Amen. Put yourself in me and you can be an overcomer today. Hallelujah. He has made a way of escape. Amen. He has made your way today. I have told you these things so that in me ye may have peace, and in the world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
Jesus reminds us of God's love and care. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a God who cares for us. Amen. If we could get that understanding here today, we could go out and change the world. Amen. Because God cares for you and He's not going to allow anything to harm you. Amen. Nothing, no snake, no anything that comes up out of the fire to bite you and to cause you to die. Amen. God is with you and you'll get, if you'll just trust in Him and begin to do what He's called you to do, I'm here to tell you, you'll accomplish it. Hallelujah. Through the Holy Ghost. The power that is in you. Matthew 6, 24 and 33. Pay attention to this. It says, no man can serve two masters. If you're miserable today, it's because you're trying to serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Verse 25 says, and therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? I've been working up on the lake. Seagulls everywhere. And you know, certain ways that water moves, the next thing you know, them seagulls come flying over that water, and there's little fishies just bouncing across the waves, and they whoop. Up they come with a nice little fish, fly over and sit down and eat it. They ain't got a care in the world. Just sit there and enjoy the breeze, watching people go by. My friend, God cares about us. Amen. More than he does that bird. And he'll take care of your need. But he wants you to put him first in everything that you do. And if you'll do that with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you'll shut out the cares of the world, and you'll put God first, and you'll start walking with God, I'm here to tell you, you'll do great exploits. You'll win people to Jesus Christ. You'll tell others about Him. Amen. Why? Because He's providing for you. He's caring for you. He's supplying your every need. Amen. He's taking care of you. They don't gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Or take it away. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall ye eat? What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things doth the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. What does God's kingdom need? Amen. What's God asking of us? What's God wanting us to give? What is he wanting us to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember, it's not your righteousness.
Look what I did.
I talked to so-and-so, and they turned their life around. You didn't do nothing. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, you would be dead in your trespasses. Amen. It was His righteousness through you that caused them to change their life. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to keep our perspective on Jesus Christ. Amen. Get it off of ourselves and we will have peace in us. Jesus is the answer. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to live in us forever. Amen. It's for everyone. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Jesus is the reason we are not alone. Hallelujah. If you're lonely today, amen, you need Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is the answer to our fears and our heartaches. Amen. He is able to sympathize with us because He has lived a human life and is in this broken and messed up world. He's experienced the life that we live. Jesus gives us peace and equips us to endure. Amen. Even rejoice in the hardships of this life. Amen. Ain't nobody ever said it was going to be easy. Amen. He never promised. Amen. That it would be easy. He never said the hill would be too hard to climb. Amen. But if we will hold on, if we will trust and walk with Him, we can climb every mountain and we can go through every valley, amen, and still have peace. James 1 and 2 through 5, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that He giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. What am I going to do about that situation? Come on, ask Jesus to give you wisdom about it. God, give me your word. Tell me what your word says about it. Amen. And get into His word and let Jesus show you the wisdom of from His throne. Amen. Hallelujah. How to handle that situation, what to say in that moment. Amen. God has the answer. It is Him. It is Jesus Christ. He's the answer to this world's problems. Amen. Amen. And this world is beginning to awaken to who the answer. Amen. We're living in the greatest hour. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is coming. Experience tells us that the world is broken and in need of repair. Sometimes its brokenness is rather obvious. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. He has a plan to fix the broken world. He has the answer to your brokenness today. Amen. Hallelujah. But you need to run to Him. Amen. You need to cast your cares on Him. You need to fall in His face. Amen. You need to allow Him into your life. Amen. Willingly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, it says, for unto us is a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Anybody need a counselor today? The Mighty God, the Everlasting